My name is Mackenzie, and I started a GoFundMe for the adoptive mother of a nonverbal autistic child. The mother had lost her job because she wasn't able to find adequate care for this autistic child. So she really needed some help with living expenses, paying some back bills. So I launched a GoFundMe to help support them during this crisis. And we raised about $10,000 within just a couple of months. I think that the surprising thing was by telling a clear story and just like really being very clear about what we needed, we had some really generous donations from people who were really moved by the situation that this family was struggling with.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This podcast is supported by GoFundMe.
Coming up!
Proximamente. Do you imagine if he was a fan of you in the 90s?
Don't touch your face, your pores are open, don't want anything on it. And Benji went...
You won't eat 14 avocados.
I've had a salmon in there for 4 years. It doesn't smell, it's just wet. So why are me and her going to fight? He's the bell end. Does pineapple belong on pizza?
You don't ask an eagle to go and swim between the sharks. And you don't ask a shark to go in the sky and fly.
Hiya, guys. Just two quick things before we get into today's episode of Lost in Translation. The first one, please, please, can you take a moment to subscribe to the show? Wherever you're listening, it takes 1 second to subscribe and it'll really, really help us spread the word about the podcast. And number two, we've gone all posh now and you can contact us on WhatsApp. The phone number is 077-961-039-898. That's 077-961-039-898. So get it saved in your phone as Lost in Translation. You can let us know all your thoughts, if there's any dilemmas you want solving. Let us know whether you're Team Gorks or Team Gemma each week. And we love hearing from you genuinely. It means a lot. Obviously, we're on all social media channels as well. It's lost.in.pod across Instagram, TikTok and Facebook. So come and say hello. Right, let's get back to it. Or as Gorks would say, vamos. Well, here we are, another episode of Lost in Translation.
And we haven't started, but we are already lost.
We're already massively lost. I'm sweating like a trooper in this shirt.
I thought you were going to say I'm sweating my teeth out.
No, it's off. You don't sweat them out, you sweat them off.
Okay. What did I say yesterday? I said something yesterday. You were proud and impressed.
He dropped something and he said, shine a light. Shine a light. That's the most northern thing you can say. That's a Nana Joyce phrase, though.
Well, I'm northern.
Yeah. How's your week been?
It's been all right, you know. Haven't seen you for most of it, so it's been chill.
It has, hasn't it?
Me and the kids, loving life.
I'm struggling with my face a bit today. If anyone's watching, you might be aware, my skin is quite red. I had a facial yesterday.
Yeah, you did.
It was a Morpheus. It's like needles and light.
That kind of facial, yeah?
Yeah, you wish. So I can't touch my face or put anything on it. So if you're looking, thinking, why is Gemma so red? I am hot, I'll give you that.
Don't think I give
you
that reaction.
But it's also my facial. I'm trying everything I can to avoid Botox.
Oh, I thought to avoid me.
Well, that as well. Right. Thank you for listening to us and thank you for all your support. You know, we're on, this is our 20-something episode. Like, that's how far along we are.
I know, 25.
25 episodes in.
Almost, yeah.
Wow. But thank you for sticking with us. This is a place where we have a little catch-up because we genuinely are like passing ships.
Well, someone is banging. The neighbours are banging. Can you stop banging?
We solve dilemmas.
Yes.
One of your dilemmas, which we've got a lot of them. So thank you for getting in touch. We play games. If you do want to get in touch, it's lostintranslation@bowermedia.co.uk or you can WhatsApp us on 077-610-39898 or you can follow us on social media at lost.in.podcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good. High five there.
That's a low five, wasn't it? Look at my hand.
Oh, I like your ring. Beautiful. Very shiny.
It needs cleaning, that.
Yeah.
I have to clean my engagement ring with a toothbrush.
Whoever got you that did well.
Yeah, they did.
Nice.
Not married, though, yet.
Do you know what? I was going to say, it's missing, like, another band next to it.
Well, do you know what? You say that.
I saw...
I sent you a wedding venue the other month on Instagram. I sent it to you. You didn't respond. You didn't say anything. And then I came in the kitchen and I said to you, this place would be nice because you can hire it out privately.
Yes.
I said, it'd be nice and private. You can hire the whole thing out.
Well, I think...
You didn't say anything
no,
to
I
me.
Think I found a place that we, I would love to get married.
England or Spain?
Guess where?
Mallorca.
No.
Ibiza.
You've said Asif.
You've said there's nice places in Ibiza, not just the party town.
No,
I ain't
no.
going to get married in San Antonio, am
no,
I?
No, Menorca.
Menorca?
I don't know how it came up, looking at places in Menorca. And you know when you look, most of my fear is reels.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Or people training.
Mine's dogs.
I thought you were saying men.
Dogs and the guy from, hey mother, I still get him a lot.
You're still obsessed with him?
No, I'm not obsessed with him. He comes up on my reels. Ryan sends me a lot of videos of him. Our stylist, yeah. Ryan, keeps sending me videos of men.
Yeah, like the other day, he sent me a video of this Spanish guy talking on a podcast, and he were like, Dol, who is him?
Yeah.
Like, if I know every Spanish person in the world. Right, and no, I don't.
So you've seen somewhere, because I saw somewhere as well.
And it's beautiful, and it will be an outdoor wedding. It's not like, right. not a venue. It's like... in the middle of nowhere,
right.
yeah, but it's set for weddings. So they have these like spotlights reflecting above the cliffs, and the cliffs there in the part of the island
right.
is like very white,
okay,
like sand color, yeah, because of the salt. It's honestly it's beautiful. I send you the decorations, you will love
decorations.
It.
Decorations,
like how they set up for the wedding and everything. It was beautiful.
Well, my place was in the Yorkshire Dales.
Yeah, you see.
Anyway, without further ado.
¡Vámonos to Menorca!
So we've just had Easter in our house. We went away, didn't we?
Yes.
We went to the lakes. Well, it was Cumbria.
Yeah.
We got a little cottage.
Yes.
And it had a little boat, a little yes. jetty. We had board games. You had a log fire. It was Benji's first holiday.
Mm-hmm.
It was lovely, wasn't it?
Yes.
It was. It's all. Do you know?
It was very cozy, to be honest.
I know people go on about going abroad, and I love going abroad. I genuinely do. But if you go somewhere lovely in the UK with the scenery, even when the weather's naff and there's a little fire, you can cozy up. There are some gorgeous places.
I don't want a winter wedding.
Oh, I don't want a winter wedding.
Well, it's going to be winter wedding anyway if it's in August.
Yeah, that's true. I couldn't think of anything worse.
You, like, you know,
wedding.
Knowing you, how much you stress, you're going to be stressing about that day, weather-wise, thinking, oh, we're getting married in July. Is it going to rain? Is it going to hailstorm? Four seasons in one day.
And the good thing about a wedding abroad is that it's only the people who want to be there who will make the efforts come.
Which is none.
You know
just
what I mean?
Us.
There won't
Sorry,
be
guys.
There won't be loads of people there.
Yeah. Do you know, I just feel.
So.
I'm excited. Like, I'm going to Arduino's wedding in Italy. Do you know what I mean? And it's the people that wants to go, it goes.
Yeah.
So and it's going to be nice. So I think Menorca will be nice.
Well, we hope you had a lovely Easter anyway and ate loads of eggs. Mia was obsessed. Kinder Bueno egg, wasn't it?
How lovely was doing the hunting eggs on there
oh,
in the forest?
I know. The Easter egg hunt we did. I said to Gorka this year, do we do an egg or an Easter egg hunt? And you were like, you do both. Don't be tight. And I was like, but they get eggs. They got eggs off my mum, off my sister, off Uncle Clive, off Janet, my stepmum. So there's literally over 8 eggs in the house, and I'm the one who's going to eat them.
Well, you know, it's that season of eggs and chocolate and sugar rush.
Yeah.
Remember last year we did it on holidays? How cute it was.
Did they have Easter in Spain? Surely they must do.
Gemma, you did it in Tenerife last year.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, of course, yeah. But is it really religious in Spain?
Catholics. What do you think?
That's why I'm asking.
It's where we have
this,
the parades and people whip themselves and everything.
Really?
I don't know. I'm sure some people will do that.
Because it was... In the UK, if you are religious, forgive me if I'm wrong, Father, but he was crucified on the Friday.
And resurrection on the Sunday.
And then he resurrected
yes.
on the Sunday. The
Domingo de Ramos.
The boulder moved on the Sunday.
You have Domingo de Ramos, Jueves y Viernes Santo. Jueves, Viernes, so Thursday and Friday. Jueves y Viernes es cuando él fue con el crucifijo, the taken to the hill.
Yeah.
On Thursday, Friday. He got stabbed on the...
Crucified.
Stabbed in the hands.
Yeah.
Crucified on Thursday evening, died on Friday morning. Friday morning when they bring Maria Magdalena, brought it down.
Yeah.
And took him to the thing, and he was buried on the blanket. Do you know my grandma saw that blanket?
Did she?
Yeah.
Really?
My grandma's very religious.
I
my
like
mum's
that.
Mum.
I do like that.
She prays every night. The rosary beads. She does that every night. She went to the Vatican a few times. She went to see where he was there. In fact, I don't know if it's one, two, three, maybe four popes ago.
Popes.
The Pope.
Oh, Pope.
The Pope.
Yeah.
I don't know why I do this.
I thought it's a pop as in soda pop.
The Pope.
Pope.
The Pope. He was, I think, in Fatima, which is a sanctuary where the Virgin Mary appeared to the three shepherds.
Yeah.
Kids. So she was there, and the Pope, he go like a trial of murder. Someone shoot the Pope.
Right.
When he was there, my grandma was there in that moment.
Oh, bless her.
Yeah. My grandma in Portugal, she's very religious. She pray. She goes a lot to church every day.
I pray every night, though, genuinely. And not out loud. I always said, my mum taught me to pray when I was little.
Yeah.
We always used to. And it was things like, if it means...
To your angels and things like that, yeah.
I just always say, thank you for another day. Thank you for my family's health and happiness. Yeah. That's all I ask for. Thank you. And I don't ask for it. I thank them for it. Thank you for my family's health and happiness, and thank you for another day. And if I see an ambulance, I have to say, touch my elbow, touch my knee, pray to God it doesn't happen to me, Ollie, Norman Gorka, Mia, Tiago, Benji, or our families.
Yeah, nice.
Little rhyme.
Always,
if I see a blue light ambulance.
Yeah. But my grandma prays every day, and even when she calls me, you know, sometimes my mum goes to visit, and then I say hello to them, she always says to me, even before I go, she's like, oh, I pray every day for you and your family.
Oh, how nice is that, to know that she's praying for us.
Always, she always does it.
That's really, really sweet.
My Maria grandma.
Is that her name, Maria?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we hope you had a good Easter. We digressed then. We went religious, didn't we?
Yeah.
Should we go into our debates? Before we do, we've got some messages.
So, sorry, before we go into our debates, we decided we're going to get married in Menorca then.
Imagine the faff of taking a wedding dress out there, though. I'd have to just say to Ryan, just bring the dress. Yeah. I'll just get in it.
Do you just get a plain suitcase and put it there so then it doesn't get lost?
Yeah, you could bring all that.
Yeah. Also, Menorca is so nice.
We could do it like Pamela Anderson and Kid Rock. She got married in a bikini. He just had a pair of Bermuda shorts on.
Are you sure you want to see yourself in a bikini on a wedding?
Well, I don't mind.
I would love it. I mean, I'm sure the priest will be happy with that too.
A priest? We wouldn't need a priest, would we?
No, because we were different religion. No, yeah, different religions. Different
to church. It,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
It?
Yeah. Is that even worse, because they will be more excited.
No.
Do you imagine if he was a fan of you in the 90s? He would be thinking, oh, I used to buy her magazines.
Let's read some messages out from our lovely listeners. So this first message is from Tanya, and she says, hi Gemma and Gorka, I've been binging your podcast while my husband is on deployment in the Middle East. Oh, I hope he's alright.
Hope he's safe.
She says, there are people in way more danger than he is, but your podcast still brightens my day and helps me forget to worry. Oh, bless him. Gemma, your attitude to life is really calming and helps me put things into perspective. You are such a lovely couple and I hope you keep doing what you do. It really does make a difference in people's lives, no matter how small it might seem. That is such a lovely message, Tanya, isn't it? Bless you. Thank you for that. As if I'm saying bless you like I'm the Pope. God bless you. Do you want to read Jess's message?
Yes, I want. Good morning from South Africa. I just wanted to say how much I love listening to your banter. It's brilliant, refreshing and much needed in a world that is so heavy right now. It is indeed. I've been a long time fan of Gox from watching Strictly. Thank you. Keep dancing. But been following Gemma for ages now too, as I love your down-to-earth approach and Freddy, the squirrel, and Benji's diaries.
Squirrel and
diary.
He came this morning, Freddy, didn't he? He still comes every single morning, Fred.
He's been coming every day you were in here.
Yeah, you've been feeding him.
Yes.
Gorka's been feeding Freddy. Well, you better have been.
I mean, why do you think he's still coming?
Mia said you did.
Yeah, of course I did.
But I did. Well, genuinely.
I didn't feed the bears, but I fed Freddy.
This is a true story. So last year when we went on holiday for 2 weeks, I asked my Uncle Clive to dinner. Uncle Clive had a key. Every second day for 2 weeks, he came round to feed Freddy and the birds. So when I asked Uncle Clive, he was like, are you serious? I said, Clive, please. Please keep that little squirrel fed. So every 2 weeks, he'd send us a selfie outside the house feeding Freddy.
You should have left the keys for Freddy. I'm sure at this stage, she can open the door and walk in.
I have to give her a little cat flap.
Yeah.
The last message is from Lynn. He's Benji from Essex, as I think my friend has his sister if he is. They are the same breed and colouring and birthday is the same day.
Definitely not. He's ginger, but he's not having his bright tans. Do you know what I mean? And his leg hairs.
He's not from Essex, Lynn. No, I wouldn't get a southern dog, would we?
Yeah, can you imagine? Babes.
Babes. When he barks, he's more babe. No, he's not. He's from up north, Lynn. But I love that your friend,
he's actually
sister,
from Yorkshire.
He's from the Yorkshire Dales.
You know, the God's land.
He's from God's country.
Oh, there you go.
But I love that your sister has one. They're such a lovely dog.
Yeah, especially at 6 in the morning, isn't it, Gemma? When he sneezes on your face.
He sneezed right on my face this morning. And all I thought was, the facialist had said to me about this facial, because it's like needles, microneedling. She said to me, don't touch your face. Your pores are open. Don't want anything on it. And Benji went...
I think it was,
and
the
it was
first
just wet, and all I thought was, oh my god, his, my pores are open, and he sneezed on me.
I think it's the first time that I saw you moaning at him like, Benji, get out.
I went, Benji. But then I thought, dog saliva is very antibacterial. Do they say a dog licks its own wounds?
Well, let him lick you then.
I've not even been able to brush my eyebrows up today.
No, I was wondering why
no mascara, nothing.
Do you know what?
I've not even got moisturiser
in the words of Gemma Atkinson, so you look flawless.
Of course, babes. Thank you, babes. But no, he sneezed on me. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. It could get infected. It could glow.
How nice, by the way, is to get these messages.
I know.
So nice.
It is lovely.
Even on social media, so many, like, the comments of everybody. There's the old comment, you know, but obviously everybody's been so, like, nice and lovely to the podcast.
But I like the messages because it shows us as well, well, not that I need reminding, but everyone's going through their own shit in life.
Yeah.
Tanya's fella is in the Middle East.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? You're going on tour in... matter of
that's
days.
Nothing compared to that.
Yeah. You're going away. He's going away, Tanya, for 6 weeks on a tour. And I was like, oh, 6 weeks. Like, you're in the UK on a lovely bus in hotel. Yeah. There's always people going through similar or, if not worse.
I mean, the bus is not lovely, you know, but sometimes it smells of food and farts. So.
Especially with Neil.
Yeah. I mean, not that Neil farts, you know, but...
Neil Jones, yeah, he stinks the bus out. Why is this called Lost in Translation? For anyone who's just joined us, well, it's because I'm from up north in Manchester.
And I'm from Lancashire.
And he's from Bilbao in Spain. And for some ridiculous reason, it works, doesn't it? How long have we been together now? Over 8 years.
I thought you were going to say over a year.
Over 8 years, two yes. kids. I think it works because of things like him going away for 6 weeks soon. It's little and often, isn't it? Small doses for us. Seems to work really well.
Yeah, but we just get on with each other anyway.
We do. With that, should we do our own debates for the week?
Yeah, I don't have, to be honest.
I have.
I mean, I probably have something, but...
Okay. Would you want me to go first?
You go
then?
First. Probably. You. Maybe your debate brings me back my debate.
I think it will. Gorka came back from...
New York.
Being away for a week.
Yes.
Not long ago. Obviously walked in, did the look around the house. He gave me grief... Was it yesterday or the day before for buying, which I didn't know. I thought I was helping. I said...
Food shopping.
I'll do the big shop for us.
I didn't give you a grip, but I'll let you finish.
And he said, okay. And I said to him, is it just the usual we need? To which he said, see, meaning yes.
In fact...
I got the usual shop because he said it was the usual we needed.
Mm-hmm.
I brought the usual stuff home. And then last night, putting the food shop away... He got the ump and went mad at me because I'd bought things that we already had. Bearing in mind, when I asked him what we needed, I wasn't in the house to check.
You were?
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were.
I was at work.
Okay, fine. No.
Do we need, is it the usual stuff? Yes, I texted you because I wasn't with you.
Well, I guess so.
And so this morning, no, it was last night, Gorka counted, is it 16 or 18?
14 avocados.
14 avocados.
Which we are ready. Well, let's go back.
I didn't buy 14.
No. Let's do this, yeah? Let's go back because if we go back to episode 9-10, one of my moaning situations was the shopping thing. I think we were talking about the fridge, organizing the fridge, but also was the shopping saying that you go shopping and keep buying stuff that we are still having without checking. That was my...
I wasn't
my
in the house to check, though.
Yes,
with
but...
With this one. I'm
going to go back.
Okay.
Because before you left the house, you said to me, I'm going to go to do my facial, and then before I go to the radio, I'm going to go to the big Tesco's next to there and do the shop.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. She's like, what do you need? Like, I don't know, just the usual. And then when you call me, you ask me again. Mm-hmm. But before you left, because you said, I need to take the Tesco bags with me to do the shopping, you could have also looked in the fridge.
I didn't have time.
But you never do that. It's not just once. That's my dilemma.
But that's why there's two of us. Like, I wasn't in the house, you were. Do we need? Is it the same as every day? Yes.
If I go to the shop, I look, and then I ask you, do you need anything? And you will go, I need avocados, I need tomatoes. And I was like, Gemma, there is avocados, there is tomatoes. Ah, okay, then nothing.
To be fair, I have an avocado every day.
You won't eat 14 avocados.
Mia's had an avocado this morning with her eggs.
Okay.
You've had half a one, I've had half a one. Yes. I had a full one last night.
I said to you, I have an avocado a week because I have all the type of fats anyway. But my point is that you yesterday buy 8 avocados, and there was another 8 on the fridge. You bought 3 packages of asparagus, and yesterday
I have been
3 packages of asparagus that they were soggy and passed out in the cover of the vegetables.
passed out?
Yeah, like past the 8, yeah. I have to throw another many things because you buy them, but then you don't eat them. And you leave them on the, you push them back on the, you know, like the middle drawer for the veg, which is the coolest point. You buy, so you keep putting there. And then the other day, it was 2 bags of spinach that they were soggy and juicy, passed out, stinking on the fridge.
Spinach should go in the freezer because I put spinach in my smoothies, frozen.
Another one, she keeps doing that. So then the other day she was like, I need to organize the freezer. You go open the freezer, there is a bag of spinach in every single door falling apart because she haven't finished it and she can buy it.
I'm like Kris Jenner with my freezer. Everything's just green in there. That's what it is.
But there's many of them. Chickpeas. She buy chickpeas because one day saw this recipe of chickpeas, and it's like 3 bags of chickpeas on the freezer for the last 7 months.
Well, do you know what? My mum actually did message me and said, there's a salmon in your freezer and the best before date is 2022.
Yes.
I've had a salmon in there for 4 years. Oh, God. And but those avocados will get eaten.
My pick is, but
I eat one every day. They'll be gone in 2 weeks.
Gemma, but it's not a problem. They will eat. But you know what happened with you? That you will go to the supermarket after tomorrow and you will pass the avocados and get another 2. And these many times that I cut the avocado and it's like black inside because it's been there since the prehistory. Do you know what I mean?
Well,
that's my debate, to be honest.
Okay.
Well. And my debate goes, not just because you're buying food that we have, you're just wasting food and wasting money.
The other day you shouted at me because I bought too much washing detergent.
Yes.
But that's insane because it ain't going to go out of date and you never have enough washing detergent in the house. All you needed to do was put it in the cupboard, not kick off, go mad, say we didn't need it.
I get mad because the size that you buy the extra large, so it doesn't fit on the cover. And I had in the next to the washing machine 6 bottles of detergent. Why do you need 6 bottles? Are you thinking we're going in a pandemic?
We do a lot of washing.
It's like the toilet paper in the pandemic. She keeps buying paper rolls.
I do. I am a bit of a hoarder with stuff.
And then she's a keeper.
Yeah. But the house runs smoothly because of me. You're going away. I need to be prepared. I need to get everything in the house ready. I ain't got time to do a big shot with Tiago on my hip, Mia in the trolley. I work. I do this pod. I run a business. I'm busy. So I need to stock up in advance. I will freeze that salmon for 4 years. Do you know what I mean?
It's gonna. And the 3 bags of loaf bread? Salvador
freeze
bread?
Freeze your bread. Toast sheet bread from frozen.
But you don't freeze it.
Well, I can do. I'll let it go hard and it's like
it's like the best food. Every time that I go to the supermarket, if I go 3 times a week, if I have to go 3 times a week to the supermarket, I need to buy a bag of bird food every week, every day. So that's 3 bags of bird food every week. Times 4 is 12. She has them at home. She doesn't finish them in a month.
Yeah, but Gorka, like today the ground's frozen. Those little birds that come, they won't be able to dig up worms. We have to help nature. We help them out. This morning,
I believe you.
You were Googling magpies, jackdaws.
Because you asked me.
Crow. I didn't ask you. You asked me what. You said, what's that black and white bird? I said, it's a magpie. I said, it's part of the crow family. And you said, what's it called in Spain? I was like,
Cuervos.
You're asking the wrong person. You Googled it and then you found out. And then you said, is that one? Is that the Maleficent one? I said, no, you're thinking of a crow.
Cuervos.
That's a jackdaw. Mm-hmm. A crow family, very intelligent bird. And he was actually Googling the birds that were coming in our garden this morning.
I love how she's concerned about the grass being frozen and the birds don't get food.
And he fell this morning.
I fell down the stairs this morning picking up Benji's poo. On the way down, I fell and banged my elbow and cut my food. She was like, oh. She's like, yeah, I can tell it's froze.
Yeah,
thanks.
Birds can't eat.
Literally, I was like, ass down, face up on the floor.
He said to me, thank God it was just my elbow, not my head, you know.
Yeah, it was painful, eh?
I know.
My back went again.
It's a slate step.
Ah, my back!
Oh, right. Should we move on to solving someone else's dilemma?
Yeah, and this one is very serious, to be honest.
Insurance isn't one size fits all. That's why drivers have enjoyed Progressive's Name Your Price tool for years now. With the Name Your Price tool, you tell them what you want to pay, and they'll show you options that fit your budget. So whether you're picking out your first policy or just looking for something that works better for you and your family, they make it easy to see your options. Visit Progressive.com. Find a rate that works for you with the Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right, as you guys know, Lost in Translation is brought to you by Shell, which is perfect for us because we stop by Shell all the time. Our days get really hectic, so it's good to know that Shell is there when we need.
Shell are the place to go for any journey, whether you need charge, fill the car, or yourself needs something from it.
Yeah, well, this morning, I went there for breakfast, believe it or not, for the really? Two guys doing the jet wash. We've got some fellas doing a jet wash at the minute at the house. They turned up without breakfast. Aww. And I said to them, don't worry, I'll just nip to the Shell.
Yeah.
Because you can get everything there. You've got your fruit, you can get veg, you can get sausage.
Oh, they're there. Remember in the morning, last minute, Mia decided she wanted to have a glass of milk. And yeah. I was going to go to the supermarket because I thought she didn't want it in the morning. So thank goodness we had the Shell next to us. So I just drive it 5 minutes back. She was happy as Larry, go to school, she had her milk, job done.
I never just use our local for fuel only because you go in there and you think, oh, I need that. Oh, I need this. I can just pick it up.
I'd even use it for my parcels. You know the parcel post? Yeah.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yes.
You send your parcels from there as well.
Just go in there, put it in the box, they take it.
Oh, whatever
finish.
You need.
Job done.
Shell has got you covered. This is the reality of reaching 42 in a hot studio with perimenopause. Are you hot?
I'm fine. I am hot.
I mean,
hot.
It's not... It doesn't smell... It's just wet.
I mean,
you want to see my back.
Clearly, we all know that I'm hot, but I am not hot.
This has been a recurring thing, hasn't it, at the minute? Me
what?
Being hot. Hot in the night, and then I'm cold.
Hot flushes, yeah.
Hot flushes. They're fantastic.
Thank goodness I'm going away for 6 weeks because they're sleeping with you.
Is my other one wet as well?
I bet you're going to walk, stand up from that chair with a like, sweat patch on your bum.
I'm going to walk out there with my hands behind my head and frighten everybody. Anyway... So the person who's messaged us, we're not going to give out the name. She did give us a name, but we've decided against sharing it just in case a partner is listening or watching. It's actually quite sad. She said, this one's a dilemma which needs a female perspective, but also a bit of Spanish translation.
Why Spanish translation?
We'll find out. I've been engaged for a while now, and one morning in the hustle and bustle of getting ready for work, doing the school run, etc., my partner was in the shower and I was getting dressed. His phone rang. With it being so early in the morning, I thought it must be some kind of emergency, so I called out to ask him if I should answer it, but he couldn't hear me. So I just answered it before it rang off. It was a woman on the other end, and she said, hey, Pappy. That's not funny. What's hey, Pappy? That's like...
Pappy's funny.
She said it was a sexy voiced, just woken up type, which took me back a bit. I said, oh, hello. He's not able to answer at the minute. Who's calling? She then said, oh, sorry, I think I've got the wrong number, and hung up. Of course, I sat there thinking, what the frig? And immediately a text come up and the notification was from the same number that rang and it just said, I just called you. Who was that, Pappy?
You see? Pappy's in trouble.
When I asked him about it at first, he said it was no one and blamed me. Of course he did. Blame me for answering it. And then he said it was just a friend that he's been doing a bit of PTing with, training to be a PT with. I noticed she was saved in the phone as her name, Mammy. And when I confronted him and said, you don't save friends in your phone like that, he just palmed me off saying it means nothing. Now, as a Spanish man, Gorka, can you tell me what context would a man use the term Mammy or a woman use it Pappy? No, Will Smith song. Miami.
To be honest,
women saying, ah, Pappy.
Yeah, to
in
be
honest. In what way would you use that?
Karen called me Pappy.
Does she?
Yeah.
So it could be a mate.
Yeah. But Mammy and Pappy is it's not like in English, the hi, daddy. It's not like that way, in that way.
What about the J-Lo? I like your Pappy. I like your Pappy.
But that's the problem. In a Spanish context, it can be many things. It's the way you said it. You know what I mean? Like, for example, to Karen, some mate would be like, let's go, mamacita. That's Mammy. Does that make sense? Mm. Or when Karin called me, she was like, or she will go like, or Chamito, or go like, how are you, papi? Does that make sense? It could be that, but it's like in a friendly way.
Well, she says, between you and me, my spidey senses have been to work.
Sorry, I didn't interrupt you. Carlos called me papi.
She says, between me and you, my spidey senses have been to work and I think I've found her, but wanted some advice before I confront her. Thanks in advance. Love the podcast, your TV show, Insta stories, love it all. P.S. Gemma, let's get Gemma's mates on for a girls' night on the show. That'd be hilarious. Mm. She says, I think I'm going to need it after the showdown. First of all...
Like, again, probably is that person, so if it's not, it's not Spanish, 100% is Spanish. Because in Spain, my country, we wouldn't use papi or mami. That's Latin country. Like... for example, Cubans,
yeah.
Like Jeanette, she will say, oye, papi, ¿qué pasó? And that's not sexual or anything like intimate. It's just friendly. Right. That makes sense? Oye, mamacita. Oye, mamacita is like, hey, girl, how are you?
Hi, yeah.
What is weird is she called, hi, papi, and then hang up.
Yeah, and you've said here, we're not saying a name, before I confront her. Now, the text message said, I've just rang you. Who was that? So for me, she doesn't know about you.
Yeah.
So the confronting needs to be with your man first and foremost, because this lady doesn't know about you just as much as you don't know about her. So I would be saying to him, you've got 3 seconds to tell me who she is before I ring that number back and ask her myself.
In front of you?
Yeah. Get the number and say to him, I mean, obviously, I'm not a relationship expert, so don't take this if you're, you know...
She will go with a baseball bat.
This is just what I would do, but I am not an expert. But she asked who you were in the text message. This is the thing. When there's cheating going on in any relationship, if it is cheating, we're very quick to attack the other person.
Yeah.
When a lot of the time, not every time, but a lot of the time, I've been cheated on in the past. The girl who he was cheating on me with had no idea about me. Yeah. I had no idea about her. So why are me and her going to fight? He's the bell end.
Yeah.
Off he fucks, in my opinion, which is what we did. But people are so quick
to turn around
and fight the females or fight the males when it's one person causing the issue.
Yeah.
She texts saying, who was that? She doesn't know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Does your fellow work away? Is the times in the morning that he's free to speak to her, do you reckon? She could be on a different time zone if she's not in the UK. Was it a UK number? This is what you need to do.
CSI, investigation.
I'm a Scorpio. I find out everything as the FBI. But confront him first, in my non-professional opinion, in relationships. 3 seconds to tell me who she is.
Yeah.
Or I'll ring that number back in front of you and I will ask her myself. And then second of all, if it does come out, have a nice life. Still be in your kid's life because you're a fantastic dad, but the locks will be changed when you come home. Go and stay with your mum for a bit. That would be me.
Yeah.
Easier said than done. And you'd feel so heartbroken. Like, I'd be devastated. But I'm always like, I mean, I don't know what your opinion on this is, but if it's, say we were going through a bad patch, touch wood, we never do. But say we were going through a really bad patch where there's no communication, no intimacy, you're not present, you're not living together, and you went out one night, or I did, got stupidly blind drunk, kissed someone else, did whatever, and the next day was so beside yourself that, oh my God, I can't believe I've done this. Then you think it'd be horrendous, but I'd like to think you try and work through it because it was a stupid, ridiculous mistake, and it was at a time when there was no connection.
Yeah.
That is like a spontaneous, I shouldn't have done it, it was ridiculous. If it's an ongoing thing, it's then premeditated, it's a choice.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're continuously choosing to be with someone else, manipulating, lying, scheming, spending money on hotels or whatever, that for me then done. Because that's not a spontaneous, it was a stupid mistake and I hate myself for it. That is, you've made a choice to actively pursue what you think is greener when the grass is greener on the other side, because it's usually fake. I'll let you have that one.
What that means?
But, well, they say, oh, some people who, like, say I was having an affair.
Yeah.
You can think, well, the grass is greener on the other side. Well, it's because it's fake grass.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's not a real, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And also, if you're the person who's bystanding that affair, so, I don't know, say you were having an affair with another woman for 8 months, whatever, it's like, why is she happy with
this? It's painful to be just dealing with one, to be honest.
That's what I mean. I don't understand how they're happy to be the side piece for so long as well, because surely they'd be saying, pick a side, man.
Yeah, I don't know. And also, like, I won't guide myself for the puppy thing because I could be, like, friendly.
Yeah.
I will be more for, like, asking the question, who is that person or what is this?
Because if you were mates, she'd know about you.
Yeah.
Like, I've got male mates who all know about Gorka. You've got female mates who all know about me. So the fact that she didn't expect a girl to answer makes me think he's the one who's been lying.
Yeah, because she wouldn't be like, who is this person? Who'll be like, oh, hiya, can you, whatever, you mean?
Mm.
So I don't know.
But what do you think our listeners should do? If you've got any advice, maybe you've been in a similar situation, lostintranslation@bowermedia.co.uk, lost.in.podcast, or if you want to send us a WhatsApp, you can maybe send a voice note for her. It's 077-610-398-98, but I hope you get it sorted. Some of these dilemmas now are quite serious, aren't they? Should we lighten the load with a game?
Yes, but also I feel like that's a good idea, you know, the Gemma's mates girls night in the show. That would be hilarious.
With Laura and Nad, get cancelled with them two in here.
If we do a live podcast one day, can you bring them? Give them some Prosecco, that would be hilarious.
As long as there's some Smooth G, some Mother's Ruin and Prosecco, oh, you'd love Laura and Nat. Right, this week's game is called Strongly Agree or Strongly Disagree. So we're going to be giving some statements and we have to answer with one of the following answers only.
I'm going to call Vito already for one.
For Vito?
Yeah.
Strongly agree, disagree or strongly disagree. It's like, how would you rate this service?
We'll see.
How would you rate your Uber journey on a series of 1 to 5? What are you ringing Vito on?
Because there's one statement here that he will answer it.
Okay, let's get this from... So the first statement will be asked to Vito.
Hey,
ciao, Vito. How are you?
I'm good, you?
Yeah, good. Sorry to bother you. I'm with Gemma right now.
Hey, Vito.
We're just doing the podcast, yeah?
Hey, Gemma.
And we're doing a game which is like a statements, yeah?
A statement, okay.
And I was reading before I called you, and before I read this statement like aloud, I said, I need to call Vito because he will give the best answer to this statement, yeah?
A statement is like an exclamation.
Yeah, a statement is like, for example...
It's a sentence, and it's whether you agree or disagree with it.
Yes?
Okay, okay.
So Gemma's going to read it, and you can say your opinion.
Okay, but Gemma, can you read a bit slow, please?
I will do. So...
Okay.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Already starts very bad. Okay.
What do you think?
Absolutely not. Like, pineapple is the sun. Actually, pizza is the sun and pineapple is the moon. It's like, you know, yin and yang, sky and ocean, you know. You don't ask an eagle to go and swim between the sharks. And you don't ask a shark to go in the sky and fly, you know what I mean? So why you want to put this pineapple on the pizza, you know? You're going to kill the whole situation, the whole vibe, you know? You know, once I went somewhere in the world and I met this girl. And she, you know, she said to me like, oh, you want to come, you know, because my parents have, you know, my family has a kind of restaurant or whatever. I said, okay, come. And I went there and I wanted to be nice. I said, what do you want to eat? I said, like, well, you know, you do it, you know, your treat. I mean, I'm your guest, whatever you want. And they brought with all the pride, something called Pizza Y. I mean, it doesn't even exist, you know. The Y and pizza doesn't go in the same name. And it was pizza with pineapple. I did, you know, fake that I had like a very strong cramp in my belly and I ran away.
There you go, you see.
Okay.
I knew he was going to give us the best answer. Okay.
Well, thank you for partaking, Vito.
Did you take the notes?
Yes, we take the notes. Thank you, Vito. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye. See you soon. Bye.
See you soon, Gorks. Bye, Gemma.
Bye. Wow.
There you go.
That's what Vito... Do you know what?
I love him.
Vito is that's like
why I
that.
Have to call, that's why I have to call him because I knew he will give you...
24-7. He's like, that, there's no on or off for Vito.
Oh, this what is the best moment ever.
What you see with Vito on the show is what you... That is what he's like all the time. I mean, it's exhausting. But he strongly disagrees. The pizza does not belong on pineapple. Pineapple does not belong on pizza.
I agree. I don't think pineapple. I can eat it, but I don't think pineapple.
Next statement. Shorter men make the best dancers. Do you disagree or agree?
I agree.
You agree?
Yeah, because I'm short.
Best dancers of what? Of Latin? Ballroom?
Everything. Your gravity center is lower to the ground, so you have more power and everything.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought the taller you were was better for ballroom, shorter for more Latin hip hop.
You think that, but most of the very good world champions are that my height because the ground center is lower to the ground, so they have more power to drive.
Statement three. The British are better drivers than the Spanish. I definitely agree.
I don't.
Who drives out of me and you everywhere when we go on a family trip?
Yeah, because you don't let me drive, but...
Why do I not let you drive?
I'm not all the Spanish. I'm a different.
I'm not all the English. The reason why...
That's why I'm not judging English driver by you.
The reason why I panic with Gorka, because in Spain, they drive on the other side. So when Gorka's, like, driving on our roads...
You think we're too close to the other side?
He goes very close to the curb.
That's how you need to drive?
Very, very close to the curb. Like, it sometimes scuffs your wheel.
No.
And I go... Yeah, I have to breathe in a lot.
I'm fine.
No, I think we're better drivers.
In all my years of driving, I never have any like collision or any problem of anything.
Neither
like
have
that.
I. Touch wood. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Next statement. It doesn't matter how much you spend on coffee, it all tastes the same.
That's not true.
No, that isn't true. For once, we disagree on something.
Actually, you spend more coffee in Starbucks and that doesn't taste as good as a proper barista coffee. For you,
excuse
yes.
Me, I had to burp then. I'm so sorry if that picked up.
And it's not the same. So are you telling me it's the same? No.
No, I agree with you. I had, because I am a bit of a coffee snob a little bit, but not to the point where I'd spend $8,000 on a machine. But when
I know, we know that because you haven't. You're still waiting, you know?
When Uncle Clive comes round, he has it from a jar. He has instant coffee. Don't like instant coffee. I like a pod.
Do you know what's one thing that you do? They crack me up. So we have the coffee pots from Nespresso, yeah? Because she haven't got me the coffee machine yet. Still waiting. But if we have the gardeners or builders, someone come to the house, would you like a coffee? And I was like, I haven't asked them. He's like, Coca, you need to ask them. Oh, okay, you want a coffee? Yeah. And I'm going to make the coffee. She's like, no. Just give the instant one.
I give them the instant
one. I'm like...
They ain't having a pot.
Yeah, but that's not nice. At least... You want them to live and they were like, do you know what? They were lovely and actually they made the best coffees.
Yeah, well, we do. A coffee's a coffee.
Yeah,
I don't think a builder's fussed. A builder's tea and
when Peter
different.
Comes to the house with your mum and you ask them, want a coffee? He always like, are you making it? Because if not, if it's you, I don't want to.
That is true. My stepdad says, depends who's making it. Any guests in our house get an instant because I want the pods for me. Yeah.
It's your mum and stepdad.
My mum has a tea. My mum, she's not fussed about a coffee. But them pods are pricey. I ain't just wasting them on no one.
No.
Northerners are the funniest people.
Yes.
We agree with that. 100% agree
They
with
have
that.
A dark humour, sense of humour, sarcastic, I like it. Maybe not the Northerners. The Manchester ones, maybe. That's what I like.
We are a lot more dry up north.
Even if it rains loads.
She says, well, she's covered in sweat. I think the Northern humour is very much...
sarcastic.
Yeah, quite dark in some places.
Yeah, because even in Spain, we have this, even not me, some people, they've been working in America or with, like, big names in the UK, like comedians and stuff like that.
Yeah.
He was saying, for example, your sense of humour is dry and sarcastic, but it's very different to the English, like...
Yeah, they all think we're like Mary Poppins.
Yeah, no, but the English, like, it's not the English, proper, like, English, like Mary Poppins, you will say.
Mm.
Their sense of humour, it's a very, I don't know, I don't feel that they have a sense of humour. They are very, like,
snobby.
Yeah, very, like, looking out your nose, when you guys have more, like, sense
more
of humour.
Chill.
Yeah.
Jaffa cakes are a biscuit. No.
It's soft, no?
It's called a cake, isn't it? A Jaffa cake. It ain't called a Jaffa biscuit.
Which I don't like them. I hate the orange and the chocolate with that soft biscuit.
It won't be my first choice.
I will have a digestive.
Chocolate or plain?
Both, and milk or coffee.
Do you know what I'm into at the minute?
But you know what? The biscuit will be the shortbread.
That's what I was going to say. I'm into a shortbread, but there's a Biscoff. It's just awful. It's full of palm oil, but it tastes good. It's white chocolate Biscoff.
When were you having that?
What do you mean, when was I having it?
I thought you'd been giving up sugar.
Anytime I go and fill up with petrol, it's there.
Oh, wow.
No,
so you see?
It was a few Sundays ago, again, with Uncle Clive.
Secret live, you know? Hiding
secret
secrets.
You said this morning, didn't you, about the yellow flags?
That's one. There you go.
That
you see, I give up my sugar since the only moment that I broke, and it was in New York, and it was publicly because I was posting about it.
And your cookies.
That's what I mean from New York.
Your evening meal is called your tea. I agree with that.
Well, it's not, but I just accept it now.
What's it called in Spain?
Dinner. Like in English, cena. But tea is not tea. Tea is a tea.
No, because you have a dinner lady in school.
You want to ask Vito again? You will see how he explains you.
No, because we'll be here for 2 hours. You have...
Lunch, breakfast and dinner.
You don't have a lunch lady at school, you have a dinner lady. And she gives you your dinner.
But it's not. That's your...
You have breakfast.
That's your Mancunian languages.
Breakfast, dinner, or tea, Northern. And supper.
If you go to the dictionary of English, it will say breakfast, lunch and dinner. Now, the Northerns have created a dialect where they you create the dinner is lunch
dinner
and
time.
Tea is dinner. That's your own business. But worldwide, people who speak English, they will go breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
So you need to start calling me as dinner lady, it's like, as a lunch lady.
It's like if I want to call it now, instead of tea, I want an aperol, you know? Let's have the aperol.
Do you know, every 11 o'clock every day at my grandma's, my dad's mum, on the dot 11 o'clock, she'd go, ooh, tea and toast. And we'd have tea and toast.
Yeah, a cup of tea.
Cup of tea and a slice of toast. Tea and toast time.
Yeah, there we go. I love coffee. Now I'm going to call my dinner. It's coffee time and it's my dinner.
No, it's always going to be. What's for tea? What are we having for tea, Mum? And then do you want some supper before bed? And then, oh, look at that. It's dinner time. What did you have for your dinner, Mia?
No,
you don't say to me, what did you have for your lunch? You say, what did you have for dinner?
No. I always go, how do you have your lunch? Every time.
It's dinner. And then lastly, Spanish food is better than British.
I mean,
yeah, I agree.
I'll let you answer you guys that.
I think it is. It's more exciting. British food is brilliant if you're hungover and you need a bit of an egg butty or a Sunday dinner. We do good Sunday dinners. Bit of stew.
Like fish and chips against a nice seafood paella. Do you know what I mean? I don't know.
I love the Spanish
omelet. Ham against Iberico ham. What did happen yesterday at home when you did the shop? What did Mia say?
I brought the wrong ham and Mia said, Mum, I got Serrano Spanish ham. I looked for ham with a Spanish flag on it. I don't eat ham, so I don't know what I'm buying. I bought Spanish ham. And Gorka said, this is the wrong one. And Mia went, Mum, none of us like that ham because it pretends to be a Spanish ham, but it's not. It's just like English ham. And I looked at them both and I threw it and said, eat what you want. Have what you want.
Iberico
Next
ham.
Time, you buy the ham, you buy the avocados. And on that note, we're going to wrap this up and go and do a big shop, actually. I might buy some more on the way home.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening today. Thank you for your dilemmas and your lovely messages that we read out at the start. We really do appreciate it. Hopefully, we've helped ex-listener a little bit with her dilemma. If you do want to get in touch and be on next week's episode at all, you can email us, lostintranslation@bowermedia.co.uk. You can send us a WhatsApp. You can send us a voice note. The number is 077-610-39898. Or you can follow us on social media at lost.in.podcast. Please don't forget to tell your mates about us. The more people who listen, the more fun things we can do.
And remember, no pineapple on the pizza.
Oh, you're like, I've done it again. I'm so sorry.
What's wrong with you?
I've got acid reflux. I'm sweating. I've got acid reflux. And my face is dry as ice.
You're like a pregnancy on a menopause.
Well, it's definitely not pregnancy, is it?
That's what I mean. Pregnancy on a menopause.
Have you noticed menopause, mental breakdown, menstrual cycle? What's the first three letters?
Men.
Thank you very much. Men.
You know why?
Because you make all problems.
See you later.
Adios.
This was a Rayo Original Podcast.